Sit or lie down in a place where you can be comfortable. Take three deep breaths in and out to signal to your body that you are safe. Think of a conversation you've had recently with your partner. A conversation that activated your shame. Use the mechanism of your visualization to bring yourself back into this moment. Where were you in the room? Were you outside? Where was your partner standing or sitting? Were you in a car? What was the position of your body? How were you holding yourself? What were you wearing? What was your partner saying? What did their face look like? Where were your hands? Use the details of your visualization to recreate the moment so that you can embody the experience. As you think of that moment and start to feel what was happening in your body, keep in mind that we're going on a journey as explorers through the inner landscape of you. Turn your attention away from your thinking mind. Grab the spotlight of your awareness and turn it inward. What is the first thing that comes up in your body that you can notice in this scenario? When you place yourself back in your shoes in this moment, what do you notice is happening in your body? Where do you feel tightness, pain, numb? Shine a spotlight on that. What is this protector part that is your first line of defense? Is it anger? Do you shut down? Do you minimize? Do you sink into self-pity? Do you run or avoid? Do you disconnect? Do you go numb? What happens within your body when your shame is activated? Who is the first line of defense? get a good look at this protector part. What does it feel like in your body? What happens to the muscles in your arms and your legs when this part is on high alert? What happens to your biochemistry when this protector part steps in to keep your shame protected from further wounds? Turn to this part of it. I see you. Thank you for all the hard work you've been doing. You step in so readily to keep me protected. And I've always met you with judgment. While you have been working tirelessly to make sure that my wounds stay safe, I'm so sorry for my judgment of you. I'm not afraid of you. I see how hard you've been working. I see that you're trying to help me. And I'd like to let you know that I'm here now. And you can take a break if you want to. Because I want to talk to shame directly. So I will be right there with it. And you don't have to worry about it being alone. Because I will be there. So if you want to take a break, you can step aside. You don't have to. You can come with me as I talk to shame. But I am here now, so you're allowed to rest. Notice if the energy of that protector part in your body starts to soften. Notice if it starts to open, to turn from particle to light. In the sunlight of your awareness. Ask it. Would you show me what you've been protecting? Don't think. Just notice. What language does your body use to speak to you? What indicators is it giving you? What sensations arise? What images arise? Indicate what it's pointing to. Your body is showing you where your attention needs to go next. Will you follow the breadcrumbs? Focus your attention on what you notice in your body. Thank you. Where can you find shame crouched in a corner or huddled by its bed or in a closet? A small body crippled with the burden of the belief that there might be something fundamentally wrong or different about them. Where do you feel this in your body? A tiny, fragile child that is so confused about this rupture in its heart. Where they once believed themselves to be whole and perfect and accepted, and the next moment, this foreign, heavy rupture imposed upon them as their burden. Something that they were shamed about, that made them feel that they were different, less than, not enough. And all at once, terror of abandonment rose within them. This was not guilt. This was shame. A new and foreign sensation, rooted in a belief that something is wrong with who they are at their being. Something they had to hide. Something that didn't fit correctly in this world. This had never happened. And it froze them in time, in pain, confusion, isolation, and terror. How could they be wrong in their existence? How could this feeling have arisen? How could this have happened? When their birthright of play and joy and connection and belonging suddenly was questioned, and their place in the world, their acceptance in the world, was no longer a sure thing. It was no longer their birthright. It became something they doubted, something they believed they had to earn, or that they needed to hide something wrong within them in order to earn their place. Look at their beautiful, innocent face. The purity behind their eyes. Look at that child. How do you feel towards that child? Would you tell them that there is something wrong with them? Would you tell them that they should be different? Would you tell them that they were imperfect? Go inside now, into the room, and talk to this child. Ask them if it's okay if you sit with them. Can you be there with them? Do they want you to stay? Are they surprised to see you? Are they relieved to see you? Do they want you to sit with them? Do they want you to hold them? Or would they just like to know that you're near so they can feel your presence? How do you feel towards this child? Put your hand in your heart center. How do you feel towards this child? What do you want to say to them? How long have they been in here, alone? After they were shamed and thrust into the deepest confusion of their life and frozen in that trauma, who was the one that abandoned them after that? Confirming that there was, in fact, something wrong with them. Who left them alone in this room, vowing never to see their face again? Who is it they have been waiting for all these years? Who have they been waiting for to come through that door? Who is the only one with access to that room? The room that you just found. Thank you so much for showing me where you are. I am so, so sorry I didn't come for you sooner. But I didn't know how to find you. I know now you've been signaling for me to come and find you. To come and take you out of this room and keep you with me. You've been signaling the only way you could. Through that sensation of shame in my body, but instead of coming to find you, I tried to shove you away. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know you were in here. I would have come sooner. Would you like to come with me today? Would you like to take my hand and walk out of this room with me and stay with me throughout my day today? Right here in my heart. Wherever I go, you can stay right here with me. You don't have to go back into that room. Take them by the hand and walk them out into the sunlight. Ask them where they want to go. Tell them, anywhere you go today, they will be right there with you. Who is this part of you? The part of you that met your protector. The part of you that walked into that room. The part of you that is holding this child's hand. What are the qualities of this part of you? What does this part of you feel like in your body? If you bring your attention to your heart center, does that energy field feel open or closed? Are these qualities you had to cultivate or learn or read about? Or have they always been here? Have they always been right here? You just didn't have the key. Thank your shame for being the key. Thank it for showing you how deeply you could love. Thank it for being the key to everything. Thank it for showing you the depth of your own empathy, the depth of your own compassion, the depth of your own heart, the power of your core self. Thank it for showing you who you are. Thank that child for its shame. And tell them that they do not have to hold it alone anymore.